A Texan storm, Tony Blair's roadmap out of COVID, and major law changes impacting Uber. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Friday the 19th of February. In the first story today, we go to Texas to discuss the fallout from a deadly storm. Early this week, a storm hit Texas that plunged the state into Arctic conditions, with some areas experiencing temperatures of negative 18 degrees Celsius. This caused huge disruptions to essential services, such as water and electricity. Widespread outages have forced people to queue for water, move in with relatives despite COVID concerns, and use lamps for lighting. The state has advised that all water set for consumption should be boiled due to contamination concerns, and that bottled water should be consumed if possible, even when doing things such as brushing your teeth. Not only has the storm caused such disruption for people's daily lives, but it's also sadly claimed almost 50 lives already. In the news today, the Texan Senator Ted Cruz has come under fire for leaving the state to go on a family holiday to Mexico, and he returned yesterday following scrutiny. Mr. Cruz has stated that he believes his decision to go on holiday was a mistake, and that he understood why some people were upset. President Biden has approved a state of emergency in Texas following the storm, although temperatures are set to increase in the coming days. Our thoughts are with all of those affected by the storm, and we're hoping things improve soon. For the second story, we move to the UK to discuss former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Since leaving office, Blair has established the Tony Blair Institute, which looks to advise the government. And it's been reported that the Institute retains strong links to Whitehall. Today, they've revealed their version of the roadmap out of the pandemic, with the real version set to be announced by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday. Blair's version of the roadmap is based on certain triggers that would allow certain activities to resume. The triggers used are the R number and weekly cases per 100,000. So, for example, if the R number is less than 1 and the weekly case numbers are between 50 and 500, then the TBI suggests that schools should reopen. If the R number's above 1, though, then cases would need to be between 10 and 50 for schools to reopen. For reference, currently the R number is between 0.7 and 0.9, and weekly cases per 100,000 are 138. This means that if the TBI's roadmap were to be implemented, then schools would be open right now. The triggers also specify when it would be safe to open non-essential retail, hospitality, and ditch coronavirus restrictions entirely. Some may wonder why we've included this story at all today. After all, it's a story about what a former Prime Minister would have done if they were still in charge. At the end of the day, Blair isn't in charge and has about as much power over policy as I do. But we think it's important to discuss for two reasons. Firstly, now we can compare it on Monday to the Prime Minister's plan and see who's being more or less cautious. And we also have something to measure the PM's approach against. Secondly, it's possible that Monday's roadmap could actually end up being very similar to the one presented by the TBI. In fact, The Telegraph has suggested that's not only possible, but probable. So this story could be an indication of things to come. Anyway, you can let us know in the comments below whether you think stories like this are interesting enough to include in future editions of the Daily Briefing. And you can give your full feedback on the Daily Briefing by taking the survey we've got linked in the description. In the third story today, we stay in the UK to discuss a groundbreaking decision in court about the work status of Uber drivers. The UK Supreme Court has today ruled that Uber drivers must be classified as employed rather than self-employed. This means that they're entitled to the UK's minimum wage and holiday pay, something that would undoubtedly prove very costly for Uber and other gig economy employers. This will likely be received as good news among those who work as Uber drivers, as they've seen their work decrease by about 80% over the course of the pandemic, which, due to their self-employed status, has left them with a massive reduction in earnings without much compensation. Let us know what you think about the ruling in the comments and how workers like this should be classified going forward. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out Monday's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/tldrdaily.